We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One of the Trump legal team reveals that Biden campaign employees, they allege, were included in jury selection in the E. Jean Carroll case, and Biden staffers could be included on the New York criminal trial jury because the judge eliminated questions asking about that. Now, you know, if they slip somebody through, that's a Biden campaign employee onto the jury, I would almost let that go if I had the suspicion of it. Then about a day or two in, bang, and then that throws the whole thing out for any number of reasons for periods of time. So a lot of maneuvering, and this coming down to who do you get on the jury, which is always important, but particularly in this case. And this could be, Dan, one of the biggest things I learned, and I thought I'd ask this just as a little aside on this. I didn't know this, and I had gone to law school, or I was starting, I'm trying to remember exact, when I started in talk radio. I had never heard until I heard Irv Homer talking about jury nullification, where the jury can say even, yes, essentially, they did this, but we're not going to hold them responsible for it because of irregularities or because of what the government did here. The jury nullifies it. And I thought, wow, this is incredible. And it's been rumored to happen in the case of Marion Barry, the mayor, a black mayor of Washington. And it's also something, even though not quite perfect mention in the O.J. Simpson case, no matter what you did, that jury was going to nullify it because of the way that they saw it. O.J. was somebody who finally, because of his name and power and all that and race, was going to get a break. All right. The big story right now, though, and again, this is called the Stop the World movement for Gaza. How much are these mobs going to get away with? And the answer is they are coming close to paralyzing us. I'm looking at in Chicago, they shut down traffic at O'Hare. They shut down roads there, too. People had to walk. That's a big airport. I was only there once. They shut down and still have shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm looking at these people. I mean, when you watch, I'm looking at these people watching there to the Chicago airport and on the Golden Gate Bridge. And today it was over here at Market in Schuylkill. They didn't have enough people. And the question I would ask them, which party, which person do you think stands with you to say, this is not constitutional? You have no right to have your freedom taken away because of these mob dilettantes who are on this whole thing. They block a bridge in Lower Manhattan, I'm looking at. So pretty effectively, they're blocking traffic nationwide. Which party do you think condones that? Not only condones it, aids and abets it. And which party is steadfastly against it? Now, I would argue the Republicans are not steadfastly enough against it to make the point that I always make in the slightest thing here. I get enraged with the slightest because I truly believe you're being held against your will. It's kidnapping. They have a right to make whatever point they want, but we have a right not to be forced to listen or to be a prop in this. And I maintain the same thing. I would have moved to heaven and earth to go after Christie because I believe the George Washington Bridge, at least attitudinally through his office, was what he was up to. Even for a moment, it enrages me. It should enrage every American that you have no right to block my freedom. What about our freedom? And this is happening, watching Fox Now nationwide, at least several spots are still active. They also claim this A15 group, they want to shut down the economy. These are people, by and large, that hate America. Any number of them might be immigrants, legal or otherwise. We played you in the last hour this rally they held, including teaching people how to say in Farsi, hate America, kill Israel. And they were doing it at the base, in the basement of the big Teamsters union in Chicago. Don't you think people, look, you can't talk to these people, but people ought to be talking to the Teamsters? Does the average Teamster or average union man or woman support this stuff? If they do, shame on them. They've lost their way. Now, this is becoming a serious thing. I don't know that they can mobilize enough people in a regular way on enough days, but they certainly are doing it today. And shamefully, in Chicago, in the Golden Gate Bridge, people have just been sitting there for upwards, it seems like, of 2 hours or more, and the cops holding them back to let these people have their protest.
I love the idea of mass protest when the most recent action in this war has been an act of aggression from
Yes.
our own side.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the guy that the Israelis took out, the general they took out that supposedly got Iran to attack them, he apparently helped plan the October 7 slaughter. We're only about 6 months out from what happened on October 7. 6 months then change. And can you imagine these people, these mobs, deaf to Israel, deaf to the United States, supporting Iran? All that's immaterial, though. The bottom line is, particularly in these cities, every one of them blue. And I've gone through this with cops. I'm not a fan of the civil affairs cops. I'm not. Because they just become inured to this, and they think protesters have a right pretty much to do whatever they want. And I challenge that all the time. You don't have a right to stop me, to block me. Where is that constitutional? How could it be constitutional? The police ought to remove them as quickly as they can and allow people to go about their day. They want to stand on the side of the road and protest, do whatever they want. Yeah, knock yourself out. You have every right to protest, but you don't have a right to make us listen. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. And in Lower Manhattan, this is still going on. Golden Gate Bridge is still going on. Here in Philadelphia, Dan, you got to watch this in Lower Manhattan. You know what happened now. Some people want to get through. One guy is standing there like this with his fist up, pummeling the protest. Yeah, and I don't see many of these protests getting in the way of this guy. But this is the headline, A15. They apparently didn't draw the numbers here in Philadelphia. We were not radical enough. In other news, though, that is good news, Mayor Sherelle Parker has moved to take out close to $1 million from the prevention point. People. These are the people that give out the needles, syringes in Kensington. And she says, we're not paying for this. Now it goes to the debate, the city council. They're saying life-saving. We'll have to cut services. Again. Where's the archbishop? Where are the other religious leaders? Does the media not want to interview them? They ought to be calling on them. What do you say? What's the morality of this? Tell the flock. Tell believers. How could any one of them, any real religion, say the right thing to do is to continue to fund people who are giving people stuff that's killing them? All right. It's shameful to see police put in this manner, though. This is a bad day here among bad days. that they actually believe, and the police are being trained to let them block business, let them block traffic for people to move on about their lives. And these people are kidnapped on the bridge in Oakland. It looks to me, Dan, like the protesters got three cars in front of the other cars that want to move on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Two of the three happen to be Priuses.
Yeah. Nice eye. That's the tip of the day. Take the rest of the day off. You figures. Yeah, what's wrong with the other guy? Looks like an SUV.
Probably a hybrid, too.
Yeah, probably a hybrid. Yeah, I mean, my God, can you imagine? And there's standing, it just, and I heard from Joe in South Philly today. He said, we're enraged by this. Why does nothing happen with this? And I would say the flaw of the Trump years is Trump is enraged by it. He gets the right instinct. But it takes the approach. You don't defeat this in one day. You have to drill down every day. You have to push back every day. You have to fight for every inch and take back America. This is not America when people cannot go about their day. And this is happening still nationwide. 855-839-1210, you get on board. By the way, the hit of the weekend was this film that got bad reviews called Civil War. 25.7 million opening, best ever for this one movie company, Dan. Here's where it did well, though. Deadline says this film, Civil War, was largely fueled by Democrat and liberal moviegoers in places self-identified. Attendees, 22% considered themselves liberal, 19 more were Democrats, 11% moderate. The markets he overperformed in were L.A., San Fran, Washington, D.C., Austin, and a couple of smaller markets. So, you know, these people are wishing it. Oh, yeah, we're on the verge of Civil War.
Oh, I'm excited to see the movie.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it looks good. I think the new disaster porn, essentially, it was zombies for a while, and now it's becoming end-of-the-world scenarios, and I think it's just another in the long line of
Christian Toto, not a fan, and I kind of like his sensibilities many times, but did well in the big blue places. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. What is it that you think will never change, kind of like the situation, sadly, in the Middle East? Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary, afternoon to you. Oh, I should have gone to Gary. I apologize. Call back, Gary.
What's going on there? Weird.
Let's go to Joe in Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon and good Monday. My thing that will never change is the singing of the national anthem before the start of a sporting event.
You think so, huh? Well,
yeah, because the national anthem is now sacrosanct.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks for a period of time did not do it. So it plays into your hand, though, because the owner was under a lot of pressure and said he didn't know it, which he did, Mark Cuban. And ultimately, I think they went back to playing it.
Well, he's going to come around. Don't worry about that.
So, Joe, is your theory that there's been such a backlash towards all these, you know, protests and national anthem that it's now protected going forward, that, you know, people don't want to eliminate it because they're worried about the backlash?
Well, yes, that too.
Okay. All right, Joe.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. By the way,
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, quite a backlash, Dan. Billy Joel, CBS had this huge 100-day thing of Billy Joel, 100th concert, something. And he was right in the middle of Piano Man, one of the last songs, and they cut to local news.
Whoa, you can't cut away from Piano Man.
Well, you know.
That angers me.
Too bad.
I wasn't even watching the thing.
The Masters went long by a half hour. So a half hour into the concert, which got put on, the local news said, well, we gave it a half hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
What market was this? It wasn't New York, was it?
Nationwide.
Really?
Yes, CBS.
Oh, I'm surprised there wasn't a backlash of riots, you know, stopping traffic and
yes.
The entire economy in
right
New York.
Right in the middle of Piano Man.
Yeah, right?
All right, phone lines are 85-
protests in Lower Manhattan breaking out today because of the refusal to air of all Piano Man. Oh,
you know,
that's not why they're out there. Okay.
I'm having trouble. Honestly, I'll tell you this. I'm having trouble, and we need somebody in authority who has trouble with this, too. Watching Fox's coverage of the Golden Gate Bridge, I just cannot stand this almost as much as anything. When these people take over and block people who have places to go, have rights as Americans, they ought to be dispersed as quickly as humanly possible. And again, it's an opportunity, though. Where's Scott Presler? He ought to be walking up and down the Golden Gate Bridge saying, which party do you think did this to you? Which party is responsible? And Republicans ought to be making that a point. Say what you will about Republicans. They're not for blocking you in traffic. All right, phone lines.
Hey, if you were a program director like CNN right now, I'm watching CNN.
Yeah.
In a little box, they have protesters block Golden Gate Bridge, but their entire coverage is centered around break right now of this trial.
Yeah, Trump, they said Trump looks like he's falling asleep. Well, I would too in this courtroom as they drone on. You got to realize, these people are making this like the O.J. Simpson trial. This is their
really
15
trying.
Minutes of fame. Some of these jurors want to get on there because maybe they'll write a book, maybe they'll be famous. Some of them obviously hate Trump. All you need is one in this.
You think Democrat strategists are very angry at these protesters today, though, for taking coverage away from this trial?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And Biden's got real problems. This mob, whatever he gives them, they don't want to hear it. They are out of control. The shame of it. You know, I don't know. It's hard enough being a cop. But when you have to stand there and your every instinct is to say, get the hell out off the road. Get the hell off the road or I'll lock you up. Is that unconstitutional? And what happens is you have these people. I've had it with some of the civil affairs cops, Dan. They actually start to believe this stuff. When I went to a needle exchange with them, I said, you know, they're within 500 feet of a school. It's illegal in Pennsylvania to hand out needles anyhow. They said, well, I don't think so. How could it be? How could it be? 855-839-1210. It is time right now, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
So the money gone.
Ah, this is a great event. I've been there several times. You'll love it. Pair of tickets to the Down and Derby Wine Festival featuring the Secret Service Band. On May 4th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Island at Cooper River Park in Pennsauken, New Jersey. You'll sample delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries. Enjoy live music, performers, food trucks, fun and games. You have to be 21 years of age or older to attend the event. What do you have, Dan?
Yeah, Dom, so today I'm playing a cover song by two individuals. Either answer will be a win today. So one's a natural singer, one of the best, I think the best singers of this generation, to be quite honest, who's celebrating a birthday. The other one, a celebrity who starred as the lead in a friend of the station's TV show. So I'll put that out there as well.
Okay.
But Dom, we want to know today who this cover artist is singing the song, or one of the two cover artists. Take a listen and... Gosh, man, is this guy's voice good? We got to get to that. Here you go.
Now I've had
well, not him.
Time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth. And I
first option there, here's section option.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I hope.
Been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
I think that's about fair.
All right, who are we looking for?
Either one. Either of those two singers covering that great I've Had the Time of My Life there, Dom.
Either singer, hit us with that, and you're off to the Down and Derby wonderful event.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Hit us with that here on the Dom's Money Melody. Let's hear the clue again. Name either artist.
Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life. And I hope.
All right, let's go to John in Morristown. All right, John, can you give us an artist?
Is it Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi. Hearing Bon Jovi here. Thank God. Can't stand
it. I was not expecting a Bon Jovi guest.
That is wild. Yes, let's go to Tom in Swedesboro. Tom, name an artist.
Yeah, could I name the female part of the artist? Could that be Tina Turner?
There's no female here.
There's no female. All right,
let's
all calm down here. We're looking for either one of the male artists covering this classic song, Mike in Philly. All right, Mike, who do you have?
How about Chris Stapleton?
Hey! All right, thank God. I thought we were going to go on another wild ride here. Yes, Mike, I'll put you on hold, and you are going off to Down in Derby, which is the wine festival. Incredible. You know, even if you don't win, if we have more tickets that coming up, you got to go to that. I think I'll go again this year. Great. All right, Dan, anything to add on that?
Yeah, just wrapping up on clues. Chris Stapleton turned 46 years old today. Happy birthday, Chris. And the other voice you heard there was Chris Pratt, star of The Terminalist, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy and many others. But the clue was a friend of the station wrote a show that he starred in, that being Jack Carr, friend of Rich Zeoli. So there you go. I'll tie it together. Chris Pratt or Chris Stapleton would have won the day.
All right, here is Rand Paul, fresh off his visit with us. And look, he's an iconoclast. Here's Cut 11. Rand Paul breaks with President Trump and Mike Johnson on the FISA issue, and I do too on that. And also, I think there's a fear that Mike Johnson is wobbly, and I think he is. I know he's in a tough spot, and we might see a direct vote in the House on aid for Ukraine. All right, so look, it's a given, it's a tough spot. But I think that Johnson has to hold firm here. By the way, before I play that, Dan, just watching this footage, what ought to happen? A giant crane ought to be lifting these protesters' cars up. If they're in it, they won't get out. Well, and depositing them off the bridge somewhere, so traffic can get moving again. That's what they did. They blocked it with their own vehicles. And the cops are just standing around. This is going on for about 3 hours now. Can you imagine being sitting on that bridge for 3 hours because of these people that are going to... And nobody in the media will enunciate, well, you just have to put up with it. What about the compelling right of people not to be kidnapped here? That's what these people are doing.
I guess at this point, you just turn off your car and go hang outside the car, right? Like, what do you do? Like,
yeah,
if you leave your car running, you're going to either run out of gas or the battery's going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
You're going to have disabled cars on the bridge, and it's going to take hours to then get it off after the protesters leave.
And what they're saying is, you having to get to work, you having to get your kid to school, you having to get to the doctor, you having, heaven forbid, if there's a medical problem, it pales to what the poor people in Gaza are facing. We're the heroes here blocking you in so that the world can see that, and we're going to continue to do it. And the panning of it goes across the entire expanse of the bridge, goes back for mile after mile, and the line of police cars. This is shameful. We know what these mobs are about, okay? What's shameful is the people that have authority over the police and tell them what action they want to take. This is the, you know, we're seeing in the courtroom today with President Trump how vile the New York alleged justice system is, how ridiculous this is. But this is on an equal par. We're being told you don't have rights if you get caught up in this. All the rights accrue to this motley crew here. That's what's going on across the country. Engage in this, not moving them out. Thank God in Philadelphia was mild today, but I don't know, you know, what they may do. The police were through a bad time before when they did something in Philadelphia. They tear gassed them, which was completely appropriate. Here, they ought to just remove them. There's only maybe a dozen of them, and they're holding up the world.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that they've been deterred, in a sense, by the Parker administration? Do you think this would have happened under a Kennedy administration?
They are, because they know their ace in the hole is still there.
Yeah.
Larry.
You think so?
Sherelle Parker can tell the police to lock them up and all that, but they'll be out. So, I just think they had smaller numbers here, Dan, than here. I mean, picture you're on the Walt Whitman Bridge. You're coming in, and this is going on 3 hours now.
Could they close Ben or Walt? I guess he could.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking here at the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm surprised to see that it's only three lanes each way. I didn't realize it was that narrow.
It looks kind of narrow to me, too. And you think they would let them turn around. There's space there to go
like
back the other way.
That now. Some of the cars in the back, it looks like they're going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So I think people are getting them memo themselves.
And this is the A-15 group. You're going to be hearing more of them. They want to shut down our economy until we do the right thing in Gaza. They're emboldening more every day, okay? And again, they're not easy to deal with. I'm not saying you have to be violent with them. All you have to do is instantly move them out of there. Lock them up, come in with overwhelming police force, take them out. Whether Krasner prosecutes or doesn't or whatever it is in each city, it doesn't matter. Get them out of there. Let's see how many voices. CNN not even covering it. I mean, look, the Trump thing is important. But when you have this massive violation of constitutional rights. Oh, come on, Dom. That's an over. I've had ministers on. I've had these guys on, Dan. I forget the guy's name, the minister. We had a friendly debate in the beginning on it. Then it got pretty heated when he blocked traffic in Center City with hundreds of people. And said, you're making too much of this. How can we ever make too much of my right to move where I want to move? Well, there's a higher right. Who determines it's a higher right? Suppose we wanted to go out there and block people in to say the Second Amendment is being diminished. You know what would happen. You'd have no shot.
Bunch of protesters going out to the Ben Franklin Bridge, closing it down because the election was stolen. Imagine how that would go.
Oh, yeah. There you go. The election was stolen. Try doing that, right? 855, or Donald Trump is getting a raw deal today.
Nice.
This is weaponization of the government. Try doing that and see how long you'll last. And I'm saying, I remember that. I wish I had a tape. I didn't have my stuff with me. I was just coming out the door with this woman, Valerie, that Jim remembered, and she's pleading with me, what can I do here? I'm new to the city. I'm late. I'm flying somewhere and then get my stuff and come back. I don't think I'm going to make it to the airport. She's sitting there. They have her flanked at 4th and Market. And I don't blame the cops, although I blame some in authority because they got a little bit mouthy around. They didn't like my attitude on, you have no right to block this woman in. Move them out of there. If they didn't want to stand in the street, once that woman is moved out of there, I don't agree with that either. They're holding her hostage. And they're telling her, if you move an inch to cops, big trouble.
Surprised you didn't hire your private helicopter to come pick her up.
Yeah. How do you, and the cops who see this, imagine being a cop and having to put up with these lowlifes and block other people just trying to get to work, to home, wherever they're going. They don't have to make an excuse. It is a constitutional right, and their constitutional right trumps yours. 855-839-1210. Yeah, Fox says Juan Williams on. Maybe Juan Williams ought to be trapped in traffic for 4 hours. Maybe he might learn something. He's talking about how organic this movement is, how overwhelming it is. People are not going to stand for what's happening in Gaza. If this doesn't help Trump, then Republicans don't know what they're doing. If they can't just say to people, which party do you think is the party of this rabble? And which party stands with you and your right to freely move about America? Does it get more fundamental than that? How have we exalted what these people are doing into something so heroic and patriotic? They're not. They're just a mob. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget, hit us something you think that is not going to change.
Do you remember what one of mine at the start of the show was? Corruption in Atlantic City?
Oh, yes, that two were charged with child abuse.
You saw that, right?
Yes.
From Matt Rooney? It's nuts.
Yeah, the mayor of Atlantic City and his wife, I believe.
Lucetta Small both stand accused of, quote, endangering the welfare of a child, specifically the couple's teenage daughter. Small also charged with third-degree aggravated assault, third-degree terroristic threats, and simple assault.
Well, it seems to me when you have something like Atlantic City, relatively small, what is it, about 40,000 mainly, but you have all that casino money and all that action there, you're going to end up with corruption that is incredible.
Yeah, 30,
this is beyond corruption. Dom Giordano, I would build this today, watching this footage. Joe of South Philly called today and said, is this America I'm watching here? And this is a particular insidious thing to me that I've always been, even the most minor attempt to do this. Fox showing unbelievable footage of people trapped on the Golden Gate Bridge versus CNN, almost nothing, even though the visual is stunning. All because a bunch of spoiled brats and or people that might or might not be a threat to the country have blocked traffic for the last 3 hours and they didn't move them out of there.
It's fascinating. So you go from Fox News, which has a full screen, to CNN, right, which has the box in the screen still. It's a picture in picture. And then you go to MSNBC and there's absolutely nothing about
nothing
it.
Up there.
No, nothing.
Yeah, it's not existing because they don't want us to see this. And this is a point that is more dangerous than just what is happening in front of us. And I've seen this. I've told you this with cops. The ignorance of this, that this is something, well, we can't stop a protest. And again, you try protesting. Is it the size of the group? Now, it's more the group they're afraid of, that Democrat politicians are afraid of, is this Gaza mob. You know, others, I think you can set the timer here. I'm trying to think of the group that they would almost never remove. They bring them sandwiches and all. But the point we made, you're protesting the Second Amendment rights, or the election was stolen with Trump, or January 6th. You're going to be removed in a nanosecond there.
Might even have the FBI raid your house.
Yes, exactly. If you say, hey, all I'm doing here is I think the mass ought to be in Latin. That's it. Get the, AR-15 out. Imagine, creeps from the FBI, and we still don't know their names, the Richmond office, surveilling people, putting out memos because they were going to a Latin mass. That's it. These people, though, are making you think about Gaza. A guy on Twitter, Dan, who usually is more liberal, told me it took him forever to get to work today on I-95 South. Now, I'm not sure if that's because of these I know they were walking all over Center City in Philadelphia. They didn't draw up the numbers, apparently. Police are telling people now they have to turn around, back up, and go off the Golden Gate Bridge. They've cleared traffic to go back that way. My God. It's just stunning to me that yet, how many of these people will say, where do I vote for another Democrat? Continue to vote for Democrats. I also told you today that we played you all, and we'll play it again tomorrow because it's instructive. These Gaza people teaching people how to chant in Farsi, deaf to Israel, deaf to America. In fact, Dan, maybe we should play that one more time. Coming up here, probably. Let me see how this goes. And they did it at a Teamsters Union big headquarters in Chicago that was given over to them. What's wrong with the Teamsters? What's wrong with labor unions? All right, let's go to Dave in Trenton. Dave, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I want to talk about the protesters.
Sure.
First of all, your new mayor has to go out there, and he has to go to the governor and tell him, yo, dude, you got to get rid of Larry Kazner. He's got to get fired. Sorry.
Well, then, I hear you, but he can't do that, though. I mean, we're already... No, he can't do it, the governor.
Throw him under the bus a couple times.
I've had more success than the governor's had in doing that, but continue.
Okay. Number one is they have to have a permit to have their protest.
Right.
And it has to be on the sidewalk, right?
Yes.
So if they're in the street, they should all get arrested. Start arresting them.
We're in agreement. Thank you, Dave. Absolutely. This has gone on for hours, but the police are told no. This is a protest they like. And MSNBC, which is NBC News, so to speak, they're not even covering it. CNN puts it down there in the small box. What would it take for them to move the big screen away from the Trump trial? World War III, put it in that small box down there is the thing. But missiles are coming. We want to see if Trump gets convicted today. Speed up that trial. The Earl of Tacconi on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Hey, afternoon, Dom. Apologize for the noise. I'm down at the 4th and Spruce in Old City. So, but my answer to the side question is the old double standard. I got on the Twitter mainly so I can find out what the side question is, and I've been browsing around it. And for the last week or so, they've been talking about how Donald Trump once said that his daughter Ivanka was sexy and how creepy that is, and he's a creep, and he shouldn't be elected. Yet there's a guy on Twitter who works for the White House called Ed Krasenstein, who is getting roasted over the coals because he said, oh, yeah, it's perfectly normal for a middle-aged man to shower with his 11-year-old daughter. There's nothing wrong with that. So everywhere you go, there's a double standard between Democrats and Republicans.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Yeah, the old double standard will be out there. I see some good ones here. This coming off the Middle East. Dan, how long is that cut? It's that teaching him in Farsi.
It's not too long.
Not too long. Yeah, let's hear a little bit. Here is what happened at that Union Hall over the weekend with these protesters, like the ones blocking the bridges and traffic in Philadelphia, etc. Here's how it sounded.
I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever. All right. Now, I don't drink margaritas. But we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg bar.
Marg bar.
Marg bar Israel.
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 Thank you. What does that mean? It has two meanings, depending on the gender. It can mean death to or down with. So
can we get a Mark Bar America?
We can get a Mark Bar America. Yes, we can. Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Mark Bar America!
Thank you.
So that's death to America in the Teamsters Hall. Hey, Teamsters, we don't have anything to do with it. We're proud Americans. Then why are you voting for people that turn your union hall over to people like this? 300 of them with N95 masks on. All right, 855-839-1210.
I'm looking. Bob Kelly reported this morning that there was demonstrations between Columbus Boulevard and Girard Avenue on 95, jamming it up in both directions. And I'm looking at the traffic right now, live reports, and there is still a jam on 95 South, but I can't tell if that's because protesters are still out there, if that's just remnants from earlier.
Were they actually on the highway on 676, Dan?
I don't know. I don't have that exact.
Columbus Boulevard. No, Columbus Boulevard's not 676, so it's Columbus Boulevard and all, yeah. But I guess they could block stuff up on 95 to make it more difficult. Hey, if you're an hour late for work, you don't care enough about Gaza. You don't hate Israel enough. You don't hate America enough. I just think the Republican Party is not good at connecting dots. Right now, they ought to be there with people taking $10 million, framing that Golden Gate Bridge and these other things and saying, this is Joe Biden's America. This is what the Democrat Party stands for. These are mainly in almost exclusively blue cities, big time. And they're telling Americans, when we want to have a day on tax, and it's on tax day on top of everything. We're paying for allowing them to do this with police support out there.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Dan, from your news desk here, and I think it's good news, indicating the police, unlike the police in these other places, moved in relatively quickly. We had this alleged funeral procession of 19 vehicles for the Gaza mob today.
Yeah, so at 8:15 this morning, you had that Schuylkill Avenue and Market Street bridge protest outside the IRS building. But then also simultaneously, Inquirites, another group led a funeral procession of cars up I-95, while a third group marched near City Hall, stopping at various locations. Police department confirmed that 68 people were arrested for obstruction of highway during the morning protests. Officers issued civil citations to 41 demonstrators who were then released from custody. Pennsylvania State Police arrested 27 protesters, did not immediately return a request for comment. Police Sergeant Eric Grip added that 19 vehicles associated with the protesters have been towed as well.
Great job by you of running that down. Two thoughts, Dan. One, that's much better than under Danielle Outlaw. I'm not saying it's great. I might even do it quicker. I'll have to assess when I talk with some cops. Two, State Police. Notice the State Police. I don't know. I don't want to say it's Shapiro's orders. The State Police, Dan, are doing more stuff. And by the way, when are we going to find out what their investigation was with that LGBTQ official, the husband, and what went on the side of the road there? Why does it take so long to tell us what happened? All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what is it that will never change?
Hey, Dom, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. You know what, Dom? I'm going to say the good old-fashioned American stereotype against one another's ethnic origin. No one's left. No one's excluded. The Greeks, the Irish.
Gotcha, I got your point. All right. Ken in the Northeast. Ken, what's yours?
Mine, I think everybody knows or familiar with this. The way they repair the potholes. It hasn't changed. It's the same every year. They fill the potholes up. A week later, they're empty. Everybody's banging their tires. It's a mess.
Yeah, and there's a European way of all things, Dan, to fix them better. Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, you know, aside from the never-ending construction on I-95, something that'll never change has been heard every day in the radio. It's been heard every day for the last 50 years, and that's the Channel 6 Action News theme music that goes dum 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 dum.
Yes, if they change anything here, people go nuts. It's a good, it works. And finally, Gary. Gary, what won't change?
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm going to put two things together. Love of money is the root of all evil is the first one. The second one is power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. When you combine them, something that will never change is that the love of money and power with those that have it will do whatever is necessary to keep and maintain it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Gary. By the way, RFK Jr. has just said today Donald Trump offered him the VP slot. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Getting ready for tomorrow already. Dan, wow. Give me a couple of quick contenders here.
Yeah, Don, there's a couple good ones. Action News theme from Bruce I really liked. Yes. I like by the time you find out your parents were right,
yeah,
your kids convince you were wrong. Joe and X and National Anthem, the double standard from Earl. But, man, Ken and Northeast with the potholes. Those things will never change in Philadelphia. I like that one the best, to be honest with you.
All righty, let's go with Ken. Put his name in. Rich, see always next for 4 Big Hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.